Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 353 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Found and identifies different parts of the building on the diagram. Witness states that diagram 1A, states exhibit A, is a fair representation of the parts testified by him. That is, main floor and stairs, basement, boiler, partition and basement, spot where body was found, and of the entire building. Cross-examination. We arrived at the factory about 3:30. Lee told us it was a white woman. It took us some time to determine whether it was a white woman or not. We didn't know until the dust was removed from her face and we pulled up the clothes and looked at the skin. We did not know it prior to that time. We had a lantern with us. One of the officers had a flashlight. Both of the notes were near her head. I don't think they were over 6 or 8 inches apart. No, the one written on the scratch pad was not attached to the pad when I found it. It was laying about 10 or 12 inches from it, right close together, and about 8 or 10 inches from her head was the furthest note. I found the white one first, on the white pad. I discovered the notes on the white paper and the scratch pad about the same time. It was possibly 5 or 10 minutes before I found the other. There was a pile of trash near the boiler where this hat was found, and paper and pencil were down there, too. The hat was on the trash pile, so was the shoe. They were right close together on the trash pile. Everything was gone off of it, ribbons and all. It looked like she had been dragged by her feet on her hose. I thought I found indications that she had been dragged in the basement, but I couldn't be positive. As to whether Newt Lee could have seen the body from where he was standing, I would think that he could have seen the feet and the bulk of the body. He couldn't hardly have seen the head. I don't think he could have seen...